This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. They finished tied for the NBA's fourth worst record with a young roster plagued by injuries. Terry, this was a painful season for Cavs fans.
In terms of how they ended, they finished by losing 18 to 21. Amanda, and you know I like basketball, the last 2 weeks I stopped watching.
Yeah.
It was so difficult. And now the last 3 years, 19 and 63, 19 and 46, 22 and 50, and I lost track of how many coaches.
And general managers.
General manager. Actually, this general manager, Kobe Altman, just finished his fourth year.
Which is saying a lot.
By the way, the coach, J.B. Bickerstaff,
Yeah. Keep
him.
Okay. It's not his fault.
It really isn't. He's just was thrown in the middle of this mess.
But this is just, it's not going well.
You know, you look at these isolated players. Like, I happen to like Colin Sexton. I think, you know, he's averaged 24 points. He's improved a lot in 3 years. Darius Garland, who was dismal as a rookie 2 years ago, had a pretty solid rookie second season. And then they drafted a guy named Isaac Okoro, who played okay as a rookie. I'm almost given up on terms of evaluating these kids when they're rookies at 19. You know, the difficult thing in the NBA is you either have, there's like 8 or 10 players that change franchises around, or you don't. Mm-hmm. And you could be bad for a long time. But Amanda, I think it's imperative in the offseason they sit there and go, how can we get to be watchable again?
Yeah. So what is the answer?
Well, I mean, one thing, remember they have Kevin Love sitting there. They gave him all this money after LeBron left, and he's been hurt for the most part and not been happy. It's time for Kevin Love to go. It's almost impossible to trade him. You buy out his contract or do whatever.
But doesn't he have like $60 million left?
Yes, he does.
2 years, $60
million? 2 years, $60
million. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that the team will part ways with him?
That has to be a recommendation. And that's one of the things that Dan Gilbert, the owner, now Dan, you know, had a stroke 2 years ago, fairly significant, but I am told he's still engaged with the front office people in terms of emails and calls and that. Kobe Altman was handed a tough job. You sit down and say, all right, you give me your plan. And frankly, if Gilbert doesn't like it, I'll probably go get somebody else with a new plan. The Browns were made fun of a year ago when there was talked about we want smart, tough, accountable players. Because oftentimes teams say that, well, the Browns actually stuck to that, and it allowed them to fast-track their way out of their rut that they were in. Well, that would be a way the Cavs could do it, is surround the younger core with some better-type veterans. You know, they hoped Kevin Love would be that guy, but Love kept getting hurt, and frankly, Love's emotions were all over the place the last few years.
So what do you do with players like Colin Sexton, Jared Allen, who are in line for contract extensions? Do you give them big money?
That's the interesting thing. So we just read, like, this team this year, 22 and 50. So do you turn around and commit over $200 million to a 22-year-old Jared Allen, who's a center, or a 21-year-old Colin Sexton, a guard? I mean, remember, it's not just Dan. Dan Gilbert could write checks. That's not the issue. The issue is in the NBA, you have a salary cap.
Okay.
And that's the problem with Kevin Love. If this were baseball, you just write Love his check and send him on the way, and you don't care. But if you commit that much money to those guys, you better be fairly good, because you're not going to have a lot of money to give to other people. So we're going to see what's going to happen. But, you know, with the Cavaliers, they're never afraid to fire anybody. I'm not making any predictions. I'm just saying this is it's a tough spot, and Dan Gilbert is not afraid to make changes.
This is going to be a tough offseason. Lots of decisions are coming.
Yeah, whether Kobe Altman stays or Kobe Altman goes, it's going to be hard. I do want to go back to where maybe the offseason's boring and the season's a lot more interesting.
That would be nice. Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.